97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Complete the rhyming phrase 400.
Men seldom make passes at... Will.
What are girls who wear glasses?
Yeah, a little problematic. Sorry, Heather.
Very.
They had to apologize to the woman that selected the category because she, of course, had glasses on.
The other contestant's like, yeah, that was awkward.
Yeah. Well, you know, they had to apologize for it. I mean, I'm sure he was a little tongue-in-cheek there. But
no, it's a saying, apparently.
It is a saying.
Yeah, it's not like they were just making that up and it's supposed to be offensive.
It's dumb.
Yeah, I don't get it, but I hadn't heard of it. I looked it up. I'm like, oh, okay.
I thought it was sort of like a fashion accessory.
Hey, I wear glasses.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
I had my glasses on now. My contact's bothering me.
Oh, are they? Yeah. I wonder what Nicole thinks about that. Let's get to Nicole. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I'm cold. What else is new?
Again?
It's freezing. We work in an igloo with a microphone.
So do we, Nicole.
People don't understand that in many cases, they do that to keep the equipment cooler, but I don't even know if that's a thing anymore. Is it, Carl? Like, really? Like,
yes.
In the computer room, I could see why you'd have to do that.
Do you know how many computers are in this room?
Well, I know, but honestly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, and the control board. But that new high-tech control board shouldn't need to be cooled off.
Sure.
I'm just saying. It's crazy. What else is going out there, Nicole?
All right. So futures are mixed. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 154, the NASDAQ up 145, and the S&P 500 up 9. Federal regulators have determined that the planned $2.8 billion revamp of St. Louis Lambert International Airport will have no significant environmental impact. The decision by the Federal Aviation Administration is the latest hurdle cleared for Lambert's plan to consolidate the airport's two passenger terminals into one new terminal, among other changes. Celebrated coffee shop Brutalum is backing out of its plans to develop a cafe and restaurant on Laclede's Landing and has stopped selling coffee there. The move ends a tumultuous year for the business, known for its traditional Mexican fare. Brutalum closed its Central West End restaurant and cafe after a dispute with the landlord over lead contamination last November. U.S. job openings tumbled last month to the lowest level since January of 2021. The Labor Department reported the number of job openings dropped to 7.4 million in September from 7.9 million in August. Economists had expected the level of openings to be virtually unchanged. American consumers are feeling more confident this month as Election Day approaches. The Conference Board said its Consumer Confidence Index jumped to 108.7 in October. That is up from 99.2 in September. It is the biggest monthly gain since March of 2021. Value meals helped turn around McDonald's U.S. sales in the third quarter, but that recovery could be dented in the final months of the year by an E. coli outbreak tied to the company's Quarter Pounder hamburgers. U.S. same-store sales rose 0.3% in the July to September period. And finally, a New Jersey woman is suing JetBlue after she says she cracked one of her front teeth on an ice cream bar the carrier served on a flight from New York to Paris. Kiara Quinanez alleges the airline served her a strawberry shortcake ice cream bar that was dangerously cold and frozen at a temperature below what is reasonable or safe for consumption.
Wow. You can do that?
Wouldn't you know it was that cold before you tried to actually take a bite into it?
I can't believe it. We're talking about frozen ice cream. If it was anything other than frozen, she would have complained that it was melting all over her.
Now, you can sue anybody for anything. Like, I saw where McDonald's is being sued by two people who got sick from that Listeria outbreak because it was the onions they put on there. But if they had been told sooner, they wouldn't have gone to McDonald's that day. So that's the reason they're suing.
Wait, what?
No, I heard that on your show this morning. They said that that there are at least two people suing McDonald's over getting sick from eating a Big Mac, and the reason was that had they known there was an outbreak, if McDonald's had reacted sooner and warned people, they wouldn't have gone to McDonald's that day, and therefore they wouldn't have gotten sick.
I mean, I've
and
had,
that's why they're suing.
I've had food poisoning, and I'm pretty sure I know the restaurant that gave it to me. I didn't go sue them.
People are money hungry.
Oh,
these
I know.
Days. Don't you see all the billboards for lawyers like
well,
as you go up and down the interstate?
That's like McDonald's has a million things all over their cups of coffee that say hot, 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 caution, caution, caution. Because remember that case where the woman said she, I mean, this was actually pretty bad, but had like what, third degree burns or something like that because the coffee spilled on her? Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Didn't that woman make millions of dollars? I mean, some crazy amount. So I have a problem with sometimes the payouts that come from these lawsuits because you know that they can get the insurance companies to shell out all this money. The lawyers rake it in. I don't know. I understand why money is owed in some cases, but sometimes the amounts just are ridiculous.
I think it got reduced on appeal.
Okay, well, let's just blanket it's statement got- say that some of the payouts are ridiculous.
Hey, pick me. Do you know why that continues to happen? And there's never tort reform in this country? I know the answer to that. Because all of the legislators, most of them are lawyers. And the biggest lobbying firms in the country are lawyers. And they don't want tort reform because that's how they make all their money.
So today's lesson is everything can be traced back to money.
I'm just saying. Imagine
follow
that.
Follow the money.
Well, most importantly, then, what are we suing for?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Anything, Nicole.
That's right.
Find a reason to go trip on an acorn and sue the city for not removing it.
There you go. I'll split it. I'll share.
That's awesome. Nicole, thank you. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks so much, guys, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. It's a bonus. Kim, what are you dressing up as? You told me what Michael was going to do.
Well, no, I think I'm going to do the same thing. Okay, here's my problem. I'll make this quick. I am the kind of person who is going to sit like 3 weeks out. I'm going to look on Amazon or Facebook Marketplace trying to find a costume for my son. And I don't want to pull the trigger on it. For whatever reason, I don't want to commit. So I wait. I'll keep searching. But then the day before, I'm in full-blown panic mode. And I'm like, I have nothing. And so I wanted him to be a pilot because he's obsessed with planes. That guy, my little boy, can hear a plane faster than I can. And he's...
Aww.
And he moves his arms, you know, like the plane. But I couldn't find a costume in time. So I found some woman in Lake St. Louis who has a lobster costume, which is adorable, but has absolutely nothing to do with anything Easton likes. But he's going to be a lobster. And then my husband is scuba certified.
Yes.
And so he has the wetsuit and all that stuff. So I think he and I are going to be scuba divers.
Ah, nice.
And then Easton will be the little lobster.
Two words, Party City.
No, yeah, no.
You've still got time to go.
You know what? Some of those costumes, though, are like $50. My son is not even two. He's not going to remember being a lobster, okay? I'm not spending $50 on some of these costumes. And I'm too cheap to buy a costume for myself. I'm not a big fan of Halloween. This is not my favorite holiday
My grandson's costume was picked because of the costume my daughter wanted to put my granddaughter in. She wanted her to be Boo from Monsters,
no.
Inc.
Yes.
So she got him a Mike Bukowski costume.
Mike Bukowski.
So were they dressing up too? Like it's a family? Because I know that's pretty common.
I don't know the answer to that. I'll find out tomorrow night when they arrive at the house. You know, I have in the past when I've walked around the neighborhood in some capacity. I don't know if I will this year or not.
Why don't you be Kamala Harris and just go up to people's homes and start cackling?
I don't think I have the ability to be that.
You know what you should do? You should just, this is a perfect, I'm going to give all of you listening right now, this is a free idea I just came up with right now. In light of what our president just said about all of us Trump supporters.
Garbage!
Go wad up pieces of paper or bottles and tape them to yourself. And you could even use a piece of poster board and make like a little trash can. I mean, that would actually, if you don't have a costume like me because you wait till the last minute, you'd be a piece of garbage. I mean, seriously, that's perfect. You guys are welcome.
That's fantastic.
You're all saying thank you right now as you're listening, right? Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, just put a garbage bag over yourself and,
and tape some trash.
Trash to you.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Carl,
tonight.
I was waiting for the round of applause. I didn't get it.
Well,
I think it deserves another one. I think it's a pretty good idea.
You can't tell you that you're getting your own applause.
Oh, you can't call for your own applause.
No, I think I can. I just did.
Well, yeah,
thank
there you
I'll
go.
Take it.
Michael's used to that, apparently.
Probably.
Yeah, all right.
Get more at 971talk.com.